Okay, welcome to Creative Disturbance. This is Roger Molina with Jose Quintana. Jose, maybe you could present yourself and what you're doing in Bryan, Texas.
Thank you, Roger. Yes, I'm actually a computer scientist, but as of the last 15 years, I switched careers and started a community development initiative in Bryan, Texas. Bryan is a place that is very close to Texas A&M University. Actually, originally was the city that hosted kind of the University of Texas A&M when it was founded. And as such, we have a lot of heritage culture district designation by the Office of the Governor, a project that we have been supporting for the last couple of years. So we decided to create a model for community development based on the leveraging of innovation, entrepreneurship, and heritage preservation.
So how big is the town of Bryan, actually? What is the population?
The population is right around 110,000.
And it's in an area that's it's very rural and agricultural, or what are the main sources of employment?
Well, actually, our main employer is Texas A&M University. So now it has become really a mecca for technology. Although from a heritage perspective, yes, the area has been reliant on the agricultural industry and cattle operations.
And one of the projects that you've started in this space is a seed gallery. Maybe you could explain what that is and what you're doing there.
Yeah, so yes, we have a seed gallery and a seed academy. What we wanted to do is be able to create a kind of a framework of assets that will allow us to retain some of the sharp individuals, very, very bright faculty members and their spouses from all over the world that come to the university. In the past, we suffered from kind of a lack of cultural opportunities. And one of the kind of points of development that we recognized early on was the fact that we needed to be able to provide intellectually rewarding experiences for those faculty members and researchers so that they would decide to stay in our community for years and years instead of short term.
And the SEED acronym is Science, Engineering, Art, and Design.
Economic impact is at the core of what we do based on our community development mission. And in our particular situation, and this is applicable to communities all over the world, we think that that's kind of an untapped territory to some degree, being able to leverage the SEED concept. Allows communities to harness the intellectual assets that they have in their community and really create opportunities for the young generation, their kids, their youth, to become better citizens.
Earlier in the discussion, you mentioned that you were incubating a microbrewery and a software company.
Correct. So it has allowed us to attract the diverse interest, and the interesting thing is that actually the SEED model has allowed us to attract international entrepreneurs. So now, out of the 35 companies that we're incubating, a substantial part of it, probably 20% of those entities, are either international in nature or have international links. So we have companies from the UK, from Belgium, from Chile, from Latin America. What we have been able to develop is an environment where all those entrepreneurs feel very comfortable participating in our community because of that level of cultural diversity.
But I think one of the things that's interesting, and you've shown some drawings of a new building that you're going to be renovating, is also this idea of mixing a cultural center as well as a business center in the same kind of environment. And so that gives you a lot of flexibility in the format of the kind of events you hold and so on?
You know, SEED has allowed us to create places that people really want to be part of. I think that natural attraction to those particular settings, the gallery, the academy itself, just members of our community really want to be part of that experience. So that has allowed us to attract Just a different level.
You mentioned you held a space camp, I think, one summer.
Right, that was a great kind of example of some of the SEED concepts.
I think, you know, one of the things that intrigued me about what you're doing Now, even though, as you mentioned, you're in the ecosystem of Texas A&M University, which is a major university, you're still in a small town environment. How do you work with the local community?
So in a particular case, our community has been very supportive of our efforts and our programs. Actually, the latest building that we're developing was gifted by the city of Bryan to us to be able to incorporate all these different programs.
So do you have contact with other similar kind of projects in other small towns in America or in Texas?
Yes, we have actually been helping some small communities, but also we have been receiving a lot of requests from all over the world.
Just thinking about what we've been discussing all day, it sounds like a lot of interesting things are going on in Texas at the moment. I mean, you're from Mexico originally, and so, you've been here a lot longer than I have. So what strikes you about what you heard today?
I personally have not had the chance to interact with other players in that field, specifically the leadership that we met today. A lot of depth, a lot of experience. It's so great to see that Seed is going strong. It always helps to kind of visit with people that have the same outlook, that have the kind of faith in that the enhancement of learning opportunities will indeed contribute to a great community.
Yeah, I think one of the things that struck me during the day is, and I mentioned it earlier, is that it's a very heterogeneous community, and so some are individual artists who are working with cutting-edge technologies, others are working in scientific research groups. We had someone who runs an art science gallery, the Land Heritage Foundation, and so I think that the diversity in itself is a richness of what we're talking about, and there's always a temptation to oversimplify, and I think part of the excitement I get is just looking at the different ways that people are working, the different problems they're confronting. And obviously we can learn from each other to some extent, but part of it is just the storytelling.
Absolutely. The some of the experiences shared by the group are very valuable. Not only the experiences, but also their current projects and initiatives reflect kind of incorporate and reflect the Seed model in a way that we can, frankly, just learn from and continue to implement and improve our particular model in downtown.
Okay, well, thank you very much for this conversation, and I look forward to visiting your facility in Bryant, and we will announce it to the planet on Creative Disturbance.
Thank you, Roger.